Chapter 2. The Crafty Thief. Dupin and I looked at each other as the prefect paused. We knew that this must be a serious case. "We understand. You can tell us," I said. "But you don't have to," added Dupin.
"Well then, someone informed me that a very important letter had been stolen from an important woman's apartment. This information came from a woman who I'm sure was telling the truth. We know exactly who took the letter. Someone saw him take it. We also know that he still has this letter."
"How do you know this?" asked Dupin.
"We know," replied the prefect, "because we haven't heard anything about the letter. It was a very important kind of letter. If the thief gave the letter to anyone else, everyone would hear about this letter and what it said. Because we haven't heard anything, this means that the thief is using it for blackmail."
"Be a little clearer," I said.
"Well, this letter gives the thief a lot of power over a very important person. She doesn't want others to read this letter."
I started to get an idea of what the prefect was talking about, but he was not being very clear.
"I still do not quite understand," said Dupin.
"No? Well, if someone found out about what the letter says, a very important person would be very embarrassed. She would lose her honor and her reputation. This means that the person who has the letter can threaten to show it to other people. Because this important person doesn't want this to happen, she has to do what the thief says."
"But if the thief wants to have power over her," I said, "the important person has to know the robber. Otherwise, she wouldn't know what the robber wanted. Who would dare to try to blackmail such an important person?"
"The thief," said Gilbert, "is Minister Drouin, who is a very daring man. He dares to do many things, even bad things. The way he stole the letter was both ingenious and bold. The important person received the letter while she was alone in her room. While she was reading it, she was suddenly interrupted when her husband, the most important person in France, came in. She really did not want the king to see the letter, but she did not have time to hide it. She placed the open letter on a table upside down, with only the address showing. Because the letter was upside down, it wasn't noticed by her husband. It was at this point that Minister Drouin entered the room. His sharp eyes immediately saw the paper, and he recognized the handwriting of the address. The minister also saw that the queen was acting strange and confused. He guessed her secret, but he acted very calmly. First, he talked in his normal way about some issues he needed to talk to her about. Next, he took out a letter from his pocket. He opened it, pretended to read it, and then placed it right beside the other letter. Then he started talking about work affairs again, and he continued for about 15 minutes. Finally, he said goodbye, and he casually took the wrong letter from the table. The letter's owner saw this, but of course she couldn't say anything. If she had, the other person in the room, her husband, might have asked about the letter. The minister left, leaving his own letter on the table.